90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We continue our discussion today on managing relationships. And now I want to flip from family to business. When we think about business and you think about the relationships you have with your customers, that is definitely not something you can ever take for granted. Don't assume that just because somebody's currently doing business with you that that's going to continue indefinitely. There's a lot of work and effort that needs to go into that relationship. You cannot take it for granted. Number one, we know it's a competitive world, and there is always somebody out there that's looking to convert your clients to their clients. I had a mentor when I was in sales, and he used to say constantly, people fire salespeople all the time, but they don't fire their friends. In other words, if you're just a salesperson to someone, or if you're just a vendor to someone or a supplier to someone, people like that, if someone else comes along with a better deal, better offer, some better way for them to do business, that's the end of it. But if you are truly friends with the people that you do business with, so you're friends with those clients that you have, you're friends of those customers of you, that makes it much more difficult to get fired. So what you're trying to do is create a relationship so that it's solid, so that other people can't come in and take that person away from you because you own the relationship. So what you want to think about is how can you go beyond that client or that customer's expectations? Can you put yourself in their shoes? And are you doing everything in your power to make sure that you have that loyalty? What else can you do to make that relationship bulletproof? Suggestion, do it now. Continue to surprise them with your service, with your friendship, and just build on it. Make it so that they wouldn't even think about going anywhere else than you've done your job. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. All it means is getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to talk about managing the relationship with your partners and with your boss. But for today, I just want you to think about those clients that you have, those customers that you have. How can you better manage those relationships so that they would never think of doing business anywhere else? Thank you.